Are you a sheep? No. You're a dragon. Be a dragon.
This is for all the girls who grew up without strong geek role models to help them discover their geek dreams.
For everyone who's ever been quizzed about their video game knowledge because girls don't play games.
Geek Hearing is working to bring female identifying geeks into their prime to be the role models, dreams, and voices.
Are you ready for this?
Welcome to Geek Hearing, a critical geek culture podcast where we talk the good and the bad parts of being a chick in a male-dominated environment. Hey, people. This is Monica, one of your hosts, and the other host who is with me today is Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hey, Monica. What's up, party people?
What? I love how motivated you sound.
Super motivated.
I was just surprised by my own voice for a second when I started. I was like, where is this coming from?
Because this is what happens when we hit that record button. What did I just say there?
It's been a stressful day, people. After Christmas, there is a lot of stuff happening.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a stressful week for me. And I know for Monica as well, there's been a lot going on.
But we're committed, and that's why you hear us today as well.
Yeah, and we thought to alleviate some of our stress that's going on this week, we'd actually look forward into 2019 to get excited and look at these awesome things that this year is bringing for not just the geek world, but geek girls.
I was surprised, actually, to find so many things. So many geeky things happening.
So much. And like, there was a lot that I was also super excited about. And just, I'm jazzed to talk about this today with you, Mon.
Sure. Samesies. I've never said that word before. I thought I'd throw it in for a second.
I liked it. You should definitely own it.
I'm not sure if I will take it up in my general vocabulary. Cool. So hit it off.
Okay, so this might have already happened, but since we're only 11 days into 2019, it totally counts as 2019 news.
Obviously.
January 1st saw the United States Copywriting Office release public, it was known as Public Domain Day. So after holding a 20-year halt in releasing works to the public domain, they're finally giving out like all these copyright-free movies and music and books. So this is pretty much everything that was published in 1923. So almost 100 years ago, you can now access totally royalty-free. You can use it for whatever purposes you want, and it's amazing. Like, this is a pretty exciting day for a lot of things. And I think it's awesome. There's been over 50,000 titles that have been made available, and we'll put a link in the show notes for you to check them out for yourself. But highlights for me include Agatha Christie's The Murder on the Lynx, because who doesn't love the queen of mystery novels? That really, really, really long The Ten Commandments film. That's like, it takes 100 years to get through, pretty much. It's like 6 hours long or something. And there's some really awesome E.E. Cummings books of poetry that I am super excited to see how they can be used in new and inspiring ways.
I mean, I feel especially when you say Agatha Christie, that's going to blow up.
It's going to be amazing.
But if you imagine people that can now access this publicly and for free, what's the possibility? What can happen? Everything can happen.
Everything can happen. 2019 will tell us.
2019 will tell us.
Yes.
I like that.
Yeah.
Something else amazingly awesome that you've added is the Fortnite World Cup.
Yeah. So, okay, me and Monica, we're not really that into Fortnite.
I have to add one thing about Fortnite, though.
Okay.
My weirdo played that for a bit, and the way they do the Charleston dance is the best.
Don't talk about that, because that stuff is coming under copyright.
What?
Well, have you not heard that, like, the Charleston or the Carlton dance and, like, Backpack Boys, whatever that one's called, like they're threatening to sue Fortnite because they're not credited and they're using them and it's not copyright free.
I'm speechless. Basically, that's the best thing about this entire game. It's when they're dancing and you said, right, Carlton, not Charleston. Charleston is a different dance.
Yeah, it's totally different dance. That one's probably royalty free by now.
Probably. Oh, man.
Yeah, sorry that I pooped on your parade.
No worries.
It's okay.
That still makes the Fortnite World Cup happening.
Yeah, like it's pretty cool. Obviously, not something that me personally, I'm not that excited for it, but I know so many people who are. And like not just gamer dudes, but gamer girls and gamer like little girls. Like I mentioned in last week's episode, my neighbor's stepdaughter is obsessed with Fortnite. So she is going to be so freaking jazzed to see her idols like up there in a World Cup. I think that's really cool.
I do generally like the idea of having more video game World Cups happening.
Definitely. Esports are the future.
Yeah. For lazy asses like me. Now, yeah. But in general, I think is a lot of time goes into learning the skills of playing the game. So why not give it credit eventually?
Yeah, I totally agree. And like in other World Cup news, the Women's World Cup, that's football and or soccer, depending on what side of the ocean you're on, is this year. So we talked all about some like super awesome female footballers last week. So just felt like it was appropriate to bring that in this week. Will you be watching? What team will you be supporting?
I don't even know if Austria participates. I mean, we don't even participate in the male World Cup most of the time because we suck donkey balls. But but that could be totally different for the Austrian women's football team. And basically, that just means I'm an ass and I need to know that and I need to look it up.
Maybe this will be the year that Geek Herring is obsessed with the football for a month.
Should we do that? People, should we do that?
Yeah, tell us. Football noobs, tell us if we should get involved.
We could get our friend Julia to tell us more about women's football.
We could.
Julia, if you're listening, you're in for a treat.
Only if our listeners vote for us to get involved with football.
Obviously. But I love it. I think it needs more attention. Like women's World Cup should get just as much attention as men's. So yay!
Yay! So are there any games you're looking forward to this year?
Games I'm looking forward to this year, and I'm doing my Burns finger, touching my fingers like Burns does. What is in the making for a while now? And that's definitely something I'm curious about. I don't know if I would be that hooked, but it's the Harry Potter mobile game.
Yeah.
It's going to be like Pokemon Go, but I just don't remember the name of the actual game at the moment. But I'm curious how that would work and if that's going to be something that I'm enjoying. I'm pretty sure that you will enjoy it, wouldn't you, Amanda?
I might. I think it would have to have some kind of different appeal to Pokemon Go for me personally. Because I am an active Pokemon Go player.
Yeah.
And to be running two different mobile games that are pretty much exactly the same mechanics, I don't know if just the Harry Potter name alone would be enough to make me switch over when all my friends are on Pokemon Go and there's like the Switch integration with the new Pokemon game. Mm-hmm. I feel like there will need to be a lot for me in it for me to make that switch.
Whereas I feel by not being a Pokemon Go player, really, that this could be something that I'd be interested in.
Yeah, like I will definitely play it. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's enough to totally drag me in.
Yeah, because it's like twice the work for the same thing, just with a different face on it, basically, if that's the issue.
Mm-hmm,
which exactly. We will see if that's the case. I really enjoyed the trailer somehow, even though it wasn't long, but it was...
Yeah, it was cool. I was like, this is kind of really exciting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love a good teaser.
Same.
And talking about good teasers, I love how we swing the bridges this time.
We're on point tonight.
Movies.
So smooth and then...
It's still smooth. Yeah. I landed on the other side. It's just that my landing wasn't like it should be.
There are so many awesome movies coming out this year.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, one that we've talked about a lot already. Well, not a lot, but we have talked about already. Captain Marvel. I am so freaking excited for it.
Same. There was just a new teaser coming out just recently. I mean, it was just a short add-on on what we've already seen, but it makes me really excited. I like these bits and pieces when they're well made.
Yeah, it's like just a little teaser, like, yeah. Hey, look at this. I'm showing a bit more. Come on, come on. Are you ready? Come and get it.
I'm glad that we're X-rated.
Me too.
Totally excited for that, how that's going to happen. And also, I'm really curious what people are going to say once it's out.
They're all going to say, this is awesome. And there will be absolutely no man haters. Unless it's a shit movie, in which case I hope that they don't say it's awesome. Because why lie?
I don't think they would lie. Let's be honest, they wouldn't lie. But yeah, I just hope that it's going to be a good movie. It's always hard to fight the...
Fight the patriarchy.
Exactly.
When they're right.
Yeah. It's hard to fight the patriarchy when they're right. So let's hope they're not right and the movie will be amazing.
Yes.
But that's not the only movie from Marvel that's coming out.
No. Avengers Endgame is on the way.
I'm already itching so hard in my fingers. I want to know everything.
I know. We've kind of put our Marvel marathon on pause. So I don't know. We just really need to step up the game and get going on this.
Will you not watch the movie when you haven't seen the rest of the marathon thing?
Well, like we went to see...
Aquaman?
No, the last Avengers.
Infinity War,
yeah. We went to see Infinity War, not having seen so many of the movies.
Yeah.
And that is actually what prompted the Marvel Marathon, because we were like, oh, we don't know a lot of this. So I hope that by the time Endgame comes out, we'll have seen everything.
That would be pretty hardcore, but where in the marathon are you right now?
I think we're in phase 3, which is the last phase, or at the end of phase 2.
How many movies do you still have left?
I can't remember. I'll need to ask the boss.
Ask the boss. Because I think you must be pretty far along now to at least grasp most of it.
Yeah, we got lost when we went to Canada. We kind of derailed on the marathon, and now Final Fantasy is eating up all of our free time.
Though I haven't seen you online in a while.
I was online last night for like 2 hours.
But that's when I was already in bed.
That's not my fault.
I know it's not your fault. Man, who am I going to the dungeons with if you're not around?
I need a dungeon too.
Yeah, I have so many dungeons open. Anyway.
Anyways, I don't know about you, Monica, but I am really excited for Detective Pikachu.
Oh, I saw... When I saw the trailer, first of all, I had no idea that this was coming out at all. Like,
same.
I didn't know that the Pikachu movie was in the making or anything at all. And you showed the trailer and I was like, what the fuck is happening and how did I miss this at all?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the biggest clue about Pokemon. I do find Pikachu really cute. But the fact that Ryan Reynolds is voice acting Pikachu is fucking amazing. So I'm probably going to just watch it because of that.
Yeah, I was in stitches watching the trailer. And, like, don't get me wrong, I don't have a lot of Pokemon background. I knew characters, but it wasn't until really playing Pokemon Go that I've kind of gotten more into it.
Mm.
So I am excited. I was crying with laughter at certain points in the trailer. So very excited for this one.
Also, basically, if you think that Deadpool is Pikachu, is kind of funny.
It's hilarious.
I like that. I love Ryan Reynolds.
I love everything he does.
Yep, you're biased because he's Canadian.
I would love him even if he was American.
That's a big testament.
Yeah.
But we've started out with a female superhero. So we're not ending this with a female superhero. But there is another female in a leading role is it a superhero movie?
Yeah.
X-Men, Dark Phoenix.
This is going to be awesome.
Why do we love it as well? Because Sansa Stark is Dark Phoenix.
Yeah, right? Like, I think that's going to be friggin' amazing. I am so jazzed about her, like, taking a lead role in a film.
Yeah.
Sophie Turner is such a talented actress, and this is awesome. I'm so excited for her, and I'm so excited for her to be taking such a lead role in the X-Men franchise as well.
Also because wasn't she in a few movies already, but like on the good side of the spectrum?
Yeah.
And now Dark Phoenix is all her going dark, obviously, because it's called Dark Phoenix. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be really interesting. I like it when they flip the coin at some point and they have to play an entirely different character or different characteristics, even though they're the same person. I really enjoy that. So I'm looking forward to Dark Phoenix.
Yeah. X-Men was one of my favorite franchises. Like going through high school, it was just the movies were coming out and I was really into it. I was hung out with friends that were really into it, and I'm just excited for this franchise to continue. It's one of the ones that I know more of and have followed along with for many years, unlike Marvel, I'm quite new with.
Well, that's awesome then. Isn't it also even more amazing because, I mean, I don't know enough apparently again, but considering that X-Men was always led by a lot of male leading roles, like it was a lot about Wolverine, mm-hmm. and all the other women had more side roles, hadn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Now it's pretty awesome that it's basically the first female X-Men in the leading role. Yeah. X-Woman.
Cool.
Excited.
And I don't know about you, Monica, but I have a soft spot for Disney movies.
Same.
Always have. Probably always will.
I know that they're also questionable in regards to how they portray women in movies. And Walt Disney was a big misogynist, wasn't he?
Yeah, but let's not talk about that right now. This is a happy look into 2019.
Sure. That doesn't make the movies of our childhood less loved by us.
Yeah. Exactly.
Even though they're sometimes also quite traumatizing. But whatever.
At you, the Lion King.
Exactly. And that's the best lead again, because
2019 is the year of live action Lion King.
I'm so excited.
It's going to be amazing. And I'm going to cry.
I'm going to cry so hard. I saw a clip online with a comparison of the animation, like the 2D drawing animation, and the 3D live action one. That's freaking amazing.
It's going to be so good.
I mean, I kind of question a bit how they're going to bring that talking animals across, because it's okay when it's 2D drawing, but I'm not sure how I connect with the 3D talking lion. But it's going to be amazing anyway.
Yeah. I'm super excited for Aladdin. Yeah, it's going to be a live action Aladdin with Will Smith playing the part of the genie.
Seriously?
Yeah.
So I'm so uninformed. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's going to be interesting. He's saying that he's going to be like putting his own spit on it, and he's going to make him a bit more of a hip-hop genie. So I'm intrigued by it. I'm not like brushing it off like I know a lot of people have, because the genie role is so iconic and it's so linked to Robin Williams.
Yeah. That
it will be hard boots to fill, but I'm not discounting the role before I see it.
First of all, that's a good thing to do. Also, I think people have to be aware of the fact that nobody can fill Robin Williams' shoes. It's not even possible to try and create the same role as a different person. So I really approve of Will Smith trying to give it his own spin, because he is amazing the way he is. And it doesn't make sense for him to try and be a Robin Williams when he's not.
Mm-hmm.
And he's charming and hilarious, just as Robin Williams is in his own way. So I think it's a good idea to do it the way he would do it, because it's going to be amazing. It's just not going to be Robin Williams, but nobody will be Robin Williams.
Exactly. It's impossible. Another thing that I really love about the Aladdin live action is that they have actually cast Arabic actors for the roles. Yes. Are you sitting down? Like,
people, are you sitting down?
Like, this is an exciting like moment in our movie history. I'm jazzed for it. I think it's going to be great.
I'm really excited. Would you know when it's going to come out?
It's going to be coming out on the 24th of May.
So soon?
Yeah, not far away at all.
Wow. We were wrong in our timeline.
Oh.
Because Dumbo is going to be released on the 29th of March.
Wow. Gosh, crazy. Monica, I can't believe you put these movies down in the wrong order.
I'm sorry. So what's going to come out first is Dumbo in March, then Aladdin in, when did you say, May?
May, and Lion King.
In July.
Perfect. So we've got like 6-7 months of the year looking forward to live action Disney films.
And to Big Cry Fest.
Totally, yeah. Big Cry Fest, because I will definitely cry at Dumbo and the Lion King.
So hard.
So Dumbo. Hard.
Even thinking about it, I get teary eyes.
Oh, gosh. I'm like, are they going to have a real elephant? They better not.
I know they better not, but I don't think so.
But we'll see. We'll see what these movies bring.
Yeah. And we'll let you know.
Yeah. And then the last movie that I'm looking forward to, which, well, actually, I don't even know if I'm looking forward to it because I think it's kind of weird, is Sonic the Hedgehog live action coming out in November.
But I think that's a must see for you because of Tom.
Oh, yeah. Tom is a huge fan of Sonic, has been forever.
But the console you start with is the one you love the most.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, he's a Sega person, so that's why.
Sonic. Yep. Sonic. So there's not a lot out about this film. All we've seen is like a poster, basically.
True. But it's happening, apparently.
Yeah.
I mean, I wonder sometimes if people just push something and then nothing happens. But then again, we will see, I guess.
Watch this space in November after we've all gone to see it. So are you looking forward to any particular TV shows, Monica?
Obviously. I mean, considering that it was March that I visited you last year and you showed me around all the awesome Game of Thrones areas, that's definitely something I'm going to look forward to because we've been waiting for it forever.
Forever. In April this year, we have the final season of Game of Thrones.
Is that now basically the second part of the last season, right? That's why it's only 6 episodes.
But these episodes are going to be like full feature lengths. Like, they're going to be at least an hour and a half each episode.
So much to know. So much to know.
I can't wait. There's going to be, at least for me, so many tears and so much excitement. Can't wait for them.
So the books are not out yet, are they?
No, I've read them all, all the books that are out. And it definitely stopped 2 seasons ago with the books. Like, there's...
Okay, so you don't know how it's going to end.
Have no idea.
So that's going to be interesting.
Yep.
Because I always, you can fuck an entire series up by a shitty ending.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really, that's going to be an intense time.
Yeah.
But it's going to happen and it's going to happen soon. Because we're basically middle of January already.
Oh my gosh, we're not quite the middle of January. Don't age us too much, Monica. This year is going so fast.
It's the 11th of January and it's almost over.
Oh, don't. I was talking about Thanksgiving and Passover with the guys from Food and Fury and Frazzlecast the other day. And I was like, this is nuts. This is so far away. We need to stop this.
Isn't that in November?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you got to prepare a lot of food early.
Not this early. We need to stop this.
But I like it.
So I'm also really looking forward to the next season of Stranger Things.
I'm all caught up on that series now.
It's so good.
I don't know.
You don't like it? Watch it again. That's an order.
Sorry. I mean, I do. I think it is because I really have an issue with slimy things.
Oh.
Slimy, snake-like-y, gross, tentacle-y thingies. Bleh. Bleh. So I'm like, I watched it, but I think I didn't try to get too emotionally invested because I found these slimy things so gross.
Well, they were pretty gross, so I get it.
But I mean, I definitely concur. The acting of the kids is amazing.
And so good.
It's really good. I didn't expect it to be like that, to be honest. It started off a bit rough, I guess, but it went on really, did a really good job.
Yeah, I loved it a lot.
I'm definitely going to watch it, even though I might not be super jazzed. So how about moving on from series to, there is something else that you've added.
Yeah, famed Canadian author Margaret Atwood is finally releasing a new book. So The Testaments is coming out in, I think it's November or October this year. And it is the sequel to The Handmaid's Tale, which is like feminist literature from the 1970s. And this book is taking place 15 years after Offal's final scene in The Handmaid's Tale. So I've read some Margaret Atwood before, and I've only recently picked up The Handmaid's Tale. I read it, I think it was last year, the year before. Haven't seen most of the TV show, just a couple episodes, but it is like real feminist literature. It's an amazing book. It's an amazing story, really compelling, really terrifying, and also scary because kind of coming to pass. So super, super intrigued by Margaret's take on this, given our current climate.
I really have to either read or watch this because we don't have The Handmaid's Tale on our Netflix. So it totally passed me somehow. I only saw these memes with, what's her face, Trump's wife, Melania Trump.
Oh, yes.
In the red dress. So it seems that it's something I should know.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I think it's something that we should all at least read at one point in our lives. Yeah. I wouldn't say that it was the best book I've ever written, or I didn't write it. I wouldn't say that it was the best book I've ever read, but it definitely made me think and question our values as a society. And it gave me a lot of food for thought, is what I'm trying to say.
But isn't that what's the best about the book then?
Yeah.
So sometimes it doesn't have to be amazingly written to touch you. And so that we don't stay in our house all the time as we would.
There's a couple conferences coming up that I think we're both planning to try to attend.
Yeah.
I think that's the fair way to say it.
So at least there have been discussions about attending one together.
Yeah. So first up is called the Video Game Nonference.
I love it.
Yeah, it's so cool. So there's not so much information out about this nonference yet, but it's a conference for people in the video gaming industry who don't normally do conferences or public speaking.
That's going to be so interesting.
Yeah, like I think it's going to be cool. Geek Herring has signed up to the mailing list, so we're getting all the updates about this. They're currently looking for a keynote speaker and some sponsors for the event. It's going to be held in London at the end of May. But they're also having like a live video feed of the entire thing. And nice. The cool thing is that speakers don't even need to be at the conference. You can submit a video, like you can do your speech through video and they'll play it live at the conference on your behalf.
That's an introvert's dream.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. I'm pretty excited for just seeing what everything, what comes out of this. It's going to be cool.
Do you know what kind of topics they want to cover or what they're looking for?
I don't. I was trying to get onto their website today just before the show and I couldn't actually access, or I couldn't find the website. Okay. So I'm going to have to go back through our Twitter feed and find the guy that we're now following to try to ask him a bit more information about it.
Awesome. So we can also link that in the show notes.
Yeah, definitely. We'll at the very least link the newsletter sign up so that you guys can stay informed as well.
Yes, and maybe we see or don't see each other there.
Yeah. It's on May 30th. So it's a Thursday. So I actually don't know if I'll be able to make it, but you never know.
But something that's way bigger than the video game called Nonference. See, I read it and I still mispronounce it. It's the Gamescom 2019.
Oh my gosh. I am so excited for Gamescom.
So basically it's also a convention, mostly for gaming people. And it's in Germany. It's in Cologne. And it's been on for a while now, I guess. I think from when I was on the website right now, before the show, it's since 10 years or something.
Maybe. Yeah, it's like the biggest gaming convention in the world.
Yeah, look at us Europeans being all big in gaming and stuff.
Yeah. So there is a group of us podcasters planning on going to GamesCon. Will we be seeing you there?
Are you asking me or you listeners?
I'm asking anybody who wants to answer me.
So listeners, are you coming?
We'd love to chat and see you.
We're probably going to wear our Geek Hearing shirts so we're easy to recognize. Which you can, by the way, get in our merch store if you haven't seen them already.
Shout out to the two people that have already bought their merch.
Yay!
So we have Frasley the Gnome repping a Geek Herring shirt. Thank you, Frasley.
Thanks.
And we've got my good friend, Felicia, from New York City. And she just recently bought our Harry Potter shirt.
Which is amazing. I have it as well, and it's awesome.
Yeah. So thank you both so much for supporting Geek Herring.
Thanks so much, and we hope you enjoy the shirt.
Let us know. Send us pictures. We'll feature you on social media.
We definitely want to see pictures.
So last but not least, there is a 30-day challenge happening every day in January, starting on January 7th. So I know that that was a few days ago, but it's probably not too late to catch up. And if it is, sign up for the next one.
They've done it regularly. I think the last one was only like 1 or 2 months ago. So if you sign up now, you're probably going to be in for the next challenge.
Yeah. We're talking about the Feminist Bootcamp from F School.
So the Feminist Bootcamp is basically there to help you as a feminist build your confidence and equip you with tools on how to tackle everyday life as a feminist.
Yeah, it helps you identify barriers within yourself, things that might be blocking you from being a better feminist, helping people in your life open up the discussion around feminism. And
sometimes it's difficult to own that term, and the challenge is probably going to help you do that better. Because how often have you been in a situation where you're like, just shut the fuck up, I'm right? But that's knowing that that's not the appropriate answer.
Yeah, it happens.
It happens.
It happens.
Now, if you try and level up your feminism game and your geek girl game, then you can join the Feminist Bootcamp.
Yeah.
So we're in day three
as of recording, yeah.
And I really do like it. It's really quick every day, just a few minutes. It's not going to take away a lot of your day. And it's going to help you dive deeper into yourself and into feminism.
Mm-hmm. I'm maybe Monica and I will do a roundup on what we learned from our 30-day challenge
and how we can implement it into our geek girldom. Girl geekdom is maybe the better word.
So listeners, that's what Monica and I are looking forward to in 2019. What about you? What things have really got you all aflutter, looking forward to the cool things coming up? We would love to know.
Share it with us on our website, comment on our blog posts, or on our social media accounts. You know where to find us.
At Geek Herring. So this episode has been brought to you by our Patreon supporters. I want to give a shout out to Kathy and Tom. Thank you so much for supporting the show on Patreon.
Awesome. Thanks, you're the best.
You're the best. If you would like to join the ranks of Kathy and Tom supporting Geek Herring, you can do that, which would be awesome. And you can find that over on patreon.com/Geek Herring. Okay, so that's all we've got for you this week, listeners. Looking forward to catching up with you next week.
See you there.
See you there. Bye from Amanda.
Bye from freezing cold, snowy Austria and Moni, obviously.
I like that you said goodbye on behalf of your country. If you like this episode of Geek Herring, why not leave us an iTunes review? You can also find us on social at Geek Herring and over on geekherring.com.
This show is brought to you by Dragon Powered Studio. Find more at dragonpoweredstudio.com. Thank you.